Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is your relationship to the season of Lent? Is your Lent your yearly, I'm going to give up sweets this year, or something of the like? Now, it's a temptation for us as we begin the season to begin it as a mere routine, thinking about what I'm going to give up or what I'm going to do for others this Lent. But remember, that's only a partial truth and only one aspect of Lent. For Lent is really a time for spiritual stocktaking. For whatever we choose to do this Lent, the most important thing we need to focus on is our relationship with God. And whatever we choose has to do with renewing that relationship. The point of Lent is not to do some penance for 40 days as such. The point of Lent really is doing something for your holiness, for your relationship with God. Now, the more times I've gotten to enter into this season, the more I have come to value the beauty of having a yearly penitential season. Because even if you have been praying, reading the Bible, going to Mass, saying your rosary, and so on, the reality is that although God is continually and always with us, we are often not with God. We check out or spiritually plateau, and we often just settle for just the way things are. And thus, we need a season of penance, repentance, and conversion. And that is a good thing, because Lent is that yearly reminder that conversion is that continual, never-finished work of being a disciple of Jesus. There are many things to reflect on this season, so I invite you to join me over these next 40 days in allowing God to be a furnace for our weary souls. Let us refresh, repent, and renew our relationship with God. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.